Savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez is your host, which is me. I am trying to get my thoughts collected. Boy, is there so much happening. You know, just unbelievable news coming out. You know, in Jeremiah... I think it was chapter 51. Jeremiah stated that at the end of the world there would be a great empire, a great nation like no other nation. Daniel, in the book of Daniel, Daniel also represents a final kingdom, a great kingdom, which would be a kingdom of the coming Antichrist. It's all through the scripture. This thought of a great empire like no other empire ever in the history of mankind. The reason being because of technology and the information explosion, computers, the ability to travel, mass communication. But Jeremiah said that God would raise up in that nation, men like caterpillars that would raise a shout, that would scream and yell about everything evil that the empire is doing to its citizens and to the citizens of the world. It would be a nation that would be an anti-Christ, anti-God nation eventually. It would be a nation that would be the seat of a coming Antichrist. There are many Christians, some Christians that believe that one of the thoughts, that there will not be an individual. It will just be a spiritual Antichrist thought, thinking. But no. More scriptures prove that there will be an individual, a person known as Antichrist. Yes, there will be many Antichrists, plural, many. And yes, there will be a spirit of Antichrist in the world, but there will be an individual Antichrist. Pope Gregory, I believe it was a year before he died, he had a conversation with someone that was close to him, and he talked about the Antichrist and how the Catholic Church would have to be protected against this individual. He was concerned that the Church of Rome would be a target of the coming Antichrist. And right, he is. Not only the Catholic Church, but the Orthodox churches internationally. Every true Christian religion, the churches, the evangelical churches of America, the Lutheran churches, all Protestant, Presbyterian, Anglican, if they've been had their beginning, their genesis in Judeo-Christian thinking and rebirth, being born again. The people in these churches, they will be an enemy. They will be targeted. There will be war against them by a coming individual Antichrist and the armies that he will oversee, that he will be in charge of. Well, so there would be men like caterpillars, that they'd be numerous, that would raise a shout against Babylon. They would, the caterpillars, you know, like I've seen these infestations on trees years ago, where there was just an infestation of caterpillars. There's no way you could, I mean, they were just so, they would tear, the leaves were basically there, but holes through the leaves, and they were numerous. There was, you know, you'd have 2, 3, 4 caterpillars on one leaf, and the whole tree was infested. Well, in the end of the world, God would raise up men like caterpillars that would raise a shout against this nation, Babylon the Great. The news that is coming, news that we are hearing, conservative, and the it is growing. More people now are beginning to listen to conservative news than all the other big medias, MSN, CNN, all of them. There are still millions and millions that are caught in that web of deceit. But there are millions of people that are waking up, because there are individuals out there, and it didn't mean just men, you know, as far as gender. It meant men, people, women, elderly, young, exposing everything that is happening in Babylon the Great, exposing all the evil. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Hello, Kathy here from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. Here's another maintenance tip for your dishwasher. Always turn the hot water on at the sink before turning on your dishwasher. Every now and then, check under the dishwasher and sink for leaks. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
month to month, there are more people exposing the evils of empire. And this is exactly what Christ, or not Christ, this is what Jeremiah said would happen. It is happening. The truth must come out. No matter what the powers in the world, no matter how powerful they are, no matter how hard they try to hide the truth about all things, they will be found out, exposed. Everything they do will be shouted. And it has happened. It is happening. They cannot hide what they're doing. They cannot hide who they are. Christ said that what is done in secret will be revealed. And it's happened. It is happening. Now, I'm going to talk about, you know, the ratings of President or the imposter Biden. He is barely surviving due to his own health. But now it appears as if he is going to be thrown under the train, because the individual that is going to replace him is pretty much ready to walk out onto the stage. And many here in this country believe that. Many intellectuals, powerful people, do not believe and accept the fact that Joe Biden is the legal president of this country. The nations, presidents of other nations, rulers, leaders of other nations, prime ministers, they know the truth. Because their intelligence agencies, present to them news that we don't have access to, that won't be published here in this country. Does Benjamin Netanyahu or Vladimir Putin or even Boris Johnson or Emmanuel Macron, do they really believe that Joe Biden won the election in 2020? No, they don't. Their intelligence has given them the truth about what happens in this country. Everybody studies America. Everybody wants to know what is happening politically in this country, what this country is doing with the foundations, corporations, the nations. They know. They know that Donald Trump legitimately won the election. They know that Donald Trump was not allowed to take office a second time. They are very aware of continuity of government, a system in this country that will assure the powers continue into the future through all of the mechanisms that are in place to protect the political structure, the economic structure, those that make the decisions digitally for this government. And there are other nations too that in tandem with this country know that the United States must be protected. Continuity of government. But these other rulers of the other nations, they are fully aware of the truth of this country. And you know what? They worry that they don't do something to upset the balance in their relationship with empire, because it can cost them economically. And if they decide to, for example, if they decide to go to a gold standard, to a different currency, a different standard, apart from the petrodollar control system, there's a coup. A coup takes place immediately in their country. Example, Libya. Muammar Gaddafi was doing more for his country at the time that he was executed, and it was a CIA a known operation. That's what happens to leaders of the nations that won't go along with the wishes of empire. All except for when President Vladimir Putin came into power, and he's given great hope to the world because they realized that if they will agree to the terms of a multipolar world, working in a multipolar world system, they have a future. If they decide they want to tie themselves into a unipolar world global system, they will be controlled and victims forever. Now, President Putin, his approval rating is 78%. Joe Biden's, I think, is in the tanking. Maybe realistically, let's see, if they say his approval ratings are 38%, let's cut that in half. Okay? Forget it. His approval ratings are basically 19%, realistically. Now, there's an article I'm going to read from. I'm going to take some points out of this. So, there is a gentleman, a French historian by the name of Emmanuel Todd. He's at the National Institute of Demographics in Paris. Now, he's been assessing what's happened in Russia ever since the Russians were forced to send troops into Ukraine. Quote, if the Russian economy offers long-term resistance to sanctions and manages to bleed the European economy white and manages to survive with Chinese support, United States monetary control of the world will collapse. This is happening. Will it collapse completely? No. But this is already, there is a slide, a collapse of America's monetary control. He goes on, and with it, the United States' ability to finance its mammoth trade deficit for next to nothing. This war has become existential for the United States. It cannot get out of the conflict before Russia. They cannot let go. Russia is going to continue till they're completely victorious. Doesn't matter how much this country, the NATO nations and European nations, how much they throw at Russia. Russia is going to hold her own and advance. This explains why we are now in an open-ended war, in a confrontation that is bound to result in the collapse of one side or the other. This war can go on for another 10, 30 years. It could, but at some point, just like in the past with America, there comes a point where America has their strategies are successful. And one of the strategies of America is to make sure not only that Russia, they were hoping Russia would not become as powerful as it has become, but the other thing too that was a threat to America that people aren't talking about is the European Union. They were beginning to trade amongst themselves, work with each other. All these nations in Europe were working together. This is a threat to the United States. Their objective quietly was to move out of the shadow of America, to separate economically, politically, to just live without being controlled by the United States of America, a control system that was put in place after World War II. And America knew they had two problems, Russia and, well, actually more than two. There was China, there's Russia. The European Union would love to separate, get away from the dock, get out of the harbor called American Empire's control. empires, the gravity of empire, you just can't get away from it. Well, they were moving that direction. Well, one thing that the United States did is, well, if you begin a conflict in Ukraine, then the enemy is Russia, and what you do is you gather the little chicks together and you start sending them to Ukraine, their money, their soldiers, their military equipment, and you can continue the control, to control. We are very, these people in America, they may be sociopathic, psychopathic, they may be narcissistic, but you have to say, the Defense Department, the strategies of this country, they're brilliant. They don't want us to see what's going on, to see what America is up to. What America is up to, simply, world hegemony. It always has been, since World War I. England couldn't become the hegemonic ruler of the world. They had pretty much been for a couple of centuries, to a great degree, a century and a half maybe, the hegemonic force in the world. But that all shifted when America, the powers in England, as they watched America begin to mature in the late 1800s, then when the Industrial Revolution hit here in this country, honestly, the men who smoked the cigars in Parliament, they realized the future of America is going to be great. America will be great. America eventually will be greater than China, than Russia, and greater than England could ever be, even though England had a great run. But America, they knew there would be no stopping the American people. With the American Revolution, or the Industrial Revolution, during the time of Abraham Lincoln, the railroads, it was over. Because now the factories, industrialization in the East was just in its infancy to some degree, and it was going to explode. The British could see that, and the American industrialists could see it. John D. Rockefeller, when he came onto the scene, he knew exactly what to do. Control everything from manufacturing to the end user. And the British, and the French, the European nations, they knew that there would come a point, and they're probably already by the early 1900s, or by 1919, just before World War I, they knew that they were not going to ever be as powerful as the United States of America in the future. Even collectively, they knew they could not match America's coming power of what we would become as a nation. And they didn't see so far ahead as to say that America eventually, not only via the Industrial Revolution, but with new technology, and definitely a scientific, well, I'll get to that in a second. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
You're listening to KHNC 1360 AM. Please join us Friday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. with Kevin LaRusso on Common Nonsense, sponsored by Tactical Civics.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, are you ready for the next level in your haircut? If you live up here in northern Colorado, visit us in Loveland at 4th and Garfield. You can always have a walk-in, but we highly recommend an appointment. Give us a call at 970-617-2158. Or if you live a little south, we have a shop for you in Meade, Colorado on Highway 66 and I-25, just behind the Tractor Supply. Give us a ring at 720-745-0783, and we can get you set up with a convenient appointment. We look forward to seeing you at either shop and taking care of the family. And as always, live sharp.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the station at 970-587-5003. Again, 970-587-5003, and ask for the Rev.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
So I guess I could say that empire, and then with our military might, militarily, we become great during World War I, and the European nations saw the stranglehold they had over Europe begin to fade away, because there was a new kid on the block. And the world would change. And it was already in the late 1800s, America, we were already, you know, we talk about territories like the Hawaiian Islands, territories, Guam, Asia, all over the world. These territories are not territories. Their colonies. These are extensions of the United States of America internationally. Empire. This is what the Bible said would happen at the end of the world in the last 50, 60 years, 70 years. Let's go back 100 years ago. This would happen right around the world, right around World War I. Empire would develop into a beast nation. And then eventually, because of the resources we had, because of education, do you realize how many universities we have in this nation? Now, why did America become so blessed? Was it because there were just intelligent men, men of power, like the Rockefellers, these type of J.P. Morgan, all of these individuals? No. America became great because of God's favor on the nation, because we had freedoms of religion to worship God freely, openly, Sunday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, as often as we wanted to. We were free to worship the God of heaven. And this brought the heavens opened to America. And advances in everything, not just technology, communication. But with all these new patents, we became a nation. You couldn't write one patent and the ink was still drying and you'd write the next one. Because they were coming so quickly. There were so many. We were so blessed. And even the Bible says that God will give men wisdom to create things. Well, this was the case here in this country. We had such great wisdom because we honor the God of heaven. And even in the offices of the political offices, the offices of power, that was the case. But it seems as if the heavens have closed. Don't you have a sense that we're not under a blessing as a nation? Let's say that, 50 years ago, we were under a blessing still. And then that blessing started to abate decade by decade by decade. And now I could say that, is America blessed? I think we're cursed. Washington, D.C., it's a center of cursed people. Not everyone, but you can see the curses there. Joe Biden, is he being blessed or is he being cursed? So what happens is it's a Christian because the people of this land were God-fearing. There was a great blessing in development of everything. Education, it just goes on and on. But now, and a bad thing is, the nature of man. You invent something, and it will be used for evil. Everything, every invention, has never been used solely for benefiting mankind. Every invention at some point would be used against mankind to bring suffering or death. With nuclear, just the nuclear age when it began, great blessing. Nuclear energy is used for, power plants, things of this nature, it's used in many ways, and it is very useful. But on the other hand, you had the talk of Russia and the United States and NATO nations nuking each other, ending the human race, which won't happen. Every technology, every invention will eventually be used for evil. How about the printing press? It was great. Now the nations could be educated through mass printing. But eventually, it would be used for evil. The computers, used in great ways to benefit mankind. But then you have the dark web. You have the dark web. And in the dark web, you can go to the most vile, foul, wicked, evil madness that you can imagine. You can sell drugs, anything, people, slave trade. You can buy people to be sacrificed. You can pick, I hate to talk like this, you can pick an individual age, gender, that you might want to sacrifice. They don't sacrifice animals anymore. Animals are for little, you know, kids that are dabblers. No. This is the dark web. I would not advise anyone. I could advise you this way. Stay off the dark web. Don't get involved in it. Be very careful. I know people that are very savvy as far as computer, doing anything on the computer. And they're very careful when they go onto the dark web. Very, very careful. Because you never know where you're going to end up. And you don't know who's on the other side. It's like going into a room that is dark. And you can smell something, you can sense something that is not right. And you go into that room and you don't know what's in there. Whatever is created is going to eventually be used for evil. That's just the nature of man. We'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, again, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi folks, JD here, and I want to tell you about a new program being offered here at KHNC. We've got a limited number of 1-hour time slots available on the weekends that we're going to offer to people who would like to have their own radio show. So if you've ever wanted to be on the radio, this is your chance. Give us a call here at the station at 970-587-5003. Again, that's 970-587-5003.
Don't
there's a bad moon rising. And, you know, it talks about rivers overflowing. Well, I don't know if you've heard that the floods in California, they've been so severe that they threaten to turn coastal California towns into an island. And this is out of Bloomberg. Local officials warned that part of Monterey Peninsula in Northern California could be cut off from the rest of the state by flooding on a river that's been inundated with rainfall from a series of heavy, heavy storms. So, hurricanes and lightning. Are we a nation blessed or are we a nation cursed? You know, people know blessing and cursing. People know people that are cursed. They know they're cursed. I know people that, friends that just feel that they're cursed for some reason. And there are other people, they're so blessed, they are just full of joy. They're so blessed, they know that God is with them, God is assisting them. Everybody, the cursed and the blessed, need Jesus Christ. And the cursed people can be free from their curses through the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. They just need to find people around them that know how to pray for them. And Christians are going to suffer just like non-Christians. We're all going to suffer. Christian, non-Christian, doesn't matter. Everyone, every human being is going to have suffering in their lives. There's going to be the good and the bad. But with Christ or without Christ, you're going to suffer. There's going to be hardship. There's going to be misery, pain. But with Christ, it's better to suffer, to be in pain and misery with Christ than without Him. Because He will help you in your misery. He will help you in all things. This is the world we live in. The Lord said, Jesus Christ said that at the end of the world, if He didn't return, there would not be any flesh. No flesh would remain. This would be the case especially in the last 10 years. Now, the end of the world, when I use the term end of the world, I don't mean the end of the world and mankind is going to perish. I should quantify what I mean when I say the end of the world. It just means the time prior to the second return of Jesus Christ. It means the time, the end of the ruling of the nations and the societies of the world by the devil, by Lucifer. The nations of the world are presently under the control of Satan. But very soon, Jesus Christ is going to, what has been usurped from Him will be returned to Him. Satan has usurped the earth and the nations, the peoples of the world. And Christ said that he is the ruler of the world temporarily, and that He would have an opportunity and be given the time to create fantastic, beautiful, unimaginable cities that would just people you are just in awe because of what we are able to do as people. You know what they've done in Dubai. Well, the thing is, in Dubai, it's funniest thing, with these great, big, tall buildings, I read an article that they don't have a sewage system to take sewer out to a processing plant. They have to bring trucks in and drain the tanks. So as beautiful as they are, they're not perfect. But eventually, the kingdoms of this world are going to be turned over to the kingdoms of those of our Lord and of His Christ, of our God and His Son. That's what I mean by the end of the world. The end of the control the devil, of Satan. And it says that Satan knows it, and as the days get shorter for him before he is thrown into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, he has to make war with mankind. And it says that he will actually come down from his existence off of the earth. He will come down to the earth to wage war. He'll be involved in that war. All technology will be used for evil. So the waves roaring, the earth is in upheaval, the earth is suffering because of the evil of mankind. So in this little city, this seaside community of Carmel and Pebble Beach are among the tourist towns that may become isolated for several days if the nearby Salinas River floods. And the waves are roaring against the coastline, and you're having these cliffs fall. It's tearing the cliffs apart. They're receding. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
Can you imagine what it would look like if we, the people, actually enforced the Constitution? After all, we are the only ones who are authorized to do so. After more than 75,000 hours spent in R&D and hundreds of chapters developed across this republic, we have the tangible path to reclaiming America again. All we need is you. Join us today at tacticalcivics.com and bring your county into this responsible way of life.
Hey, travelers! Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note, don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
Join me on Sunday from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I'm going to end today's program with a thought. Right now, Merrick Garland, he's appointed a special counsel to investigate Joe Biden over the handling of these classified documents. And, see, Merrick is one of the good old boys with Biden and Obama and that whole controlling elite in the Democrat Party. Do you think that possibly Joe Biden's usefulness is over? Do you think that maybe Joe is being sacrificed by the globalists? as they're preparing to replace Joe with another individual that's going to be even more not dangerous, but destructive, someone that is going to do even greater harm to the American people, somebody that's just going to do things that even Joe didn't do. Is he being sacrificed by the globalists? His usefulness is over, like an old glove, you know, that after a while you start to get holes, the fingers begin to wear out and you have holes. What do? You don't try to repair that glove. You just get rid of it. I think really what is saying here, maybe right out in the open, is that they've decided time to throw him under the train. His usefulness is over. And that's what these people do. The people in the occult, that's exactly what they do. When the priests that they put in power, when other priests that are more powerful than the ones in power come onto the scene, the old priests are sacrificed. And we know that just by looking at Joe and his family, we see how dysfunctional that family is. So that means that, I wonder what happened to Joe when he was a child. You know, the Bourne series. I need to watch the Bourne series again. These are very fascinating movies. And how they can take an individual, even at a young age, in the 17, 18, 19-year-old, and they can work, and they can traumatize them and create these type of people. Well, what happens if you begin when these children are in the womb through high-intensity light, sound, keep depriving them of sleep in the womb, even torturing them in the womb, they become brilliant. They learn, even in the womb. Once the brain is developed, they can begin to learn, even in the womb, before they even come into this world. And then once they come into this world, don't think that the trauma ends. No, it's just begun. So what happened to Joe when he was a child? And what about his father and his grandfather on down the line? Something for you to think about over the weekend. I'll be back Monday. Rick Rodriguez, God willing. Rick Rodriguez, have a wonderful weekend. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.